Chapter 2. Drifting in civilian life, the silence after the noise. When you leave the military, something strange happens. The world doesn't feel the same. Everything slows down. The noise, the orders, the check-ins, the sense of urgency, all of it disappears. What's left behind is a kind of silence. But it's not peaceful silence. It's empty. It's confusing. In the service, you had a schedule. You knew what time to wake up. You knew what your mission was. You knew where to be and who had your back. That structure gave your days a purpose. That structure gave you a purpose. Then one day, it's over. You take off the uniform and the world moves on without it. You're home, but it doesn't feel like home. People tell you they're proud of you. They thank you. But inside you feel lost. You feel like you've been dropped into a world that doesn't speak your language anymore. Civilians move at a different pace. They talk about things that don't seem important. They argue over stuff that feels small. There's no clear mission, no real team. You hear people say things like just relax or take your time, but that doesn't help. It makes you feel like a ghost. There's no morning formation, no one to check on you, no one watching your six. At first it might feel like freedom, but then you realize something. Without structure, without purpose, without that team, you're drifting. You try to plug into everyday life, but it doesn't fit. You show up at a job interview and talk about loyalty, leadership, and responsibility. They ask about software skills. You try to make small talk at a gathering, and people are worried about their fantasy football scores or what show they're binge-watching. You want to scream. You want to shake them and say, "Don't you get it? There's more to life than this." But you stay quiet. You nod and smile. And inside, you wonder if you'll ever feel understood again. If this sounds like you, let me say this clearly. You are not broken. You are not crazy. And you're not alone. What you're feeling is real. That disconnection, that fog, that emptiness, it's part of the transition. You went from a high-speed, high-purpose life to something that feels soft and confusing. That shift messes with your mind. It messes with your heart. This isn't weakness. This is what happens when you lose your mission but haven't found the next one yet. It's like being stuck between worlds. One door closed, but the next one hasn't opened. That's why it feels like you're drifting. In the military, everything had meaning. Even the small tasks mattered because they connected to the mission. But now, everything feels loose. It's like the rules don't match anymore. You were trained to stay alert, stay ready, and stay sharp. In civilian life, people hit snooze, cut corners, and settle for average. That can feel disrespectful. It can make you angry. Or worse, it can make you go numb. You start to pull away. You isolate. You don't want to be around people who don't get it. And when you do try to explain what's going on inside you, it doesn't come out right. People don't understand what you've seen or what you've lost. So you stop trying. You wear a mask. You laugh when you're supposed to. You nod when they talk. But deep down, you feel more alone than ever. But here's the truth. That feeling of drifting, it's not the end. It's the start of something. It's a signal. It means your heart knows something needs to change. It means your soul is looking for something deeper, something real. You don't feel lost because there's nothing left. You feel lost because the next chapter hasn't started yet. This discomfort you're feeling, it's the space between two missions. One has ended. The next hasn't begun. That's why everything feels off. It's okay to feel this way. In fact, it's normal. Every warrior who steps out of uniform has to find a new way to live, a new reason to wake up, a new way to serve. That doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen. The map you used to live by is gone, but that doesn't mean there isn't another one. It just means you have to draw it yourself this time. And that can be scary. No rank, no orders, no clear goal. Just you and a wide open road. But here's the thing. You've done hard things before. You've trained, you've adapted, you've pushed through worse. You just need a new compass. Not the kind that points north, but the kind that points to what matters. That compass is inside you. It's waiting for you to check in. This drifting feeling won't last forever. It's a season. It's the middle space. It's the quiet before the next mission calls. But you don't have to wait in silence. You can use this time to start listening to yourself, to your memories, to the voice inside that knows what you care about. You can start asking new questions. What do I love? What gives me peace? What have I always wanted to do but never had the chance? Who do I want to be now, not based on my past, but based on who I want to become? These are big questions, but you don't have to answer them all today. You just have to be willing to start asking. That's the first step toward reclaiming your purpose. This world needs what you have. It needs your courage, your honesty, your strength, your grit. Just because the uniform is gone doesn't mean your mission is over. It just means the mission has changed. This new mission starts inside. It starts by slowing down, looking around, and saying, I may not know where I'm going yet, but I know I'm not staying stuck. You've carried weight most people will never understand. You've stood in hard places. You've done what needed to be done. Now it's time to do that again, this time for yourself. You're not drifting, you're transforming. And the road ahead, it's waiting for you to walk it with strength, heart, and the same fire that carried you this far.